Oh, well, government sent us down here, what little money they got. And, yeah, we just put up a few levee banks and cleaned out the creek and everything so all the water can flow away from the Colgra Roadhouse, yeah.
So how long have you been working on those levee banks?
It'll be 3 weeks up to now.
And what's involved?
Oh, a lot of carting. We've got to cart 20 k's out to bring it all in and bring excavators and loaders and graders and everything in. And, yeah, there's a lot of work to be done there.
And you're pretty happy with the way they're looking? Are you convinced that they are going to do the job into the future?
Oh, you can't change water, bros. Where water wants to go, it'll go. We weren't here when it was raining, so we don't know where the water comes in, where it goes out. But, yeah, what we've done, it should save a lot, yeah.
So then how did you decide where to build the banks?
We just go on where all the scarrows, where it runs all the time.
So somebody's got some idea of where the water's coming from and where it usually ends up, and then you place the banks in between to try and divert the water?
Yeah, more or less, yeah. Instead of making it wider, we just put levee banks in and clean out all the creek and all the grass, and, yeah, no worries.
How high and how long are the levee banks?
Oh, you'd go probably 2 to 3 metres high. Length, probably, you're looking at half a K.
And how long will they last in their current form? They can't get washed away?
They shouldn't get washed away, no. Should last a lifetime, yeah.
And Popeye, you've been coming here. How long have you been coming to the Colgra pub for?
Oh, for many years.
And I guess there's been floods here before, but you've only now sort of built the banks. Why is that?
Well, in the old days, modern technology wasn't around and no one sort of cared much about it, but nowadays they've got all these flash engineers that design these things and they're gradually getting it right.
You were telling me before that when the flood came through it hit the police station, and that could very well be the reason that the government stumped up with the money to build the flood levees. Is that, can you tell us more about that?
Well, that would be part of it, and the roadhouse would have bucked in too. And it's just costing them more money every time now because they're not doing what should have been done years ago to direct the water or make it go where it should go.